Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review is brought to you on KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 FM, as well as KVRF, 89.5 and 89.7 FM, with Big Cabbage Radio, your community radio station where we are all making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. Today's start date on Thursday is 60.10411. So it's been 10,411 days since Pluto last rounded the sun and had its New Year's. 60.10411 is today Thursday's star date. Up for the Glacier View Community Council notebook next. Well, Trooper Rex Laith has volunteered to come to the next Community Council meeting, which will be March 29th. That's Trooper Rex Laith. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly, Rex. We have the roadkill map. Somebody sadly runs into a moose, kills the moose, and hopefully doesn't get hurt themselves. And there's the dead moose on the road. So what do you do with it? You call it in, and the folks at the roadkill group, they have a group there, and they call and tell the next person on the list. They call and say, there's a moose at such and such mile. If you get the call, you have a few minutes to respond and to go get the moose. You don't have hours and hours. You say you can go or you say you can't go. You get ready and you go. So that's how, very short form, how the roadkill group works. But it seems like the lines are drawn kind of wonky. So, for instance, Sutton goes all the way to Caribou Creek, which is about, what, mile 105 or 106 inside of Glacier View, and Glacier View starts at mile 89. Meanwhile, we can get calls clear up into Glen Allen or even past Glen Allen when I'm pretty sure the Glen Allen people want to get that moose. A lot longer drive for us than sometimes people in Glen Allen come all the way down this way for a roadkill call. We're going to look at the map with Trooper Rex Laith, who is a brown shirt. He's a fish and game trooper. I don't know, animal wildlife trooper. I'm not sure how you say that. Anyway, he's going to come to the meeting on the 29th and look at the map and the divisions with us to help the call center more correctly place the people that they're calling. Well, that'll be good. That'll be nice to have Trooper Rex there. Travis, in the meantime, will also be at the meeting on the 29th from Golden Valley Electric. Copper River Valley Electric. Copper River Electric. Anyway, speaking about a potential intertie project. What that would do would be to run major power lines from MEA through up into Glen Allen to connect the lines going all the way up to Fairbanks and then back around down the parks down into Anchorage, so that there's a triangle, so that if one line goes out, the other line still can carry it. I talked to Travis from Copper Valley Electric, and right now there is no intertie project. There's a few people talking about it. They would like it, and frankly, if I lived in Glen Allen, I would like it too. But people in Glacier View are concerned with Viewshed. Major giant power lines going through our scenic Viewshed. So Travis is going to come talk to us, tell us how it's going, what's actually happening and what's not happening, and any kind of timeline. Now, when I talked to Travis, there appeared to be no formal group, no formal money at all, and no 501c3, no 501c6. But there is talk. So he's going to come talk on the 29th. Saturday, this coming Saturday, which is the 10th, the Glacier View community has a community ski event. We're going to have ski games, fun games, starting at 4 p.m. at the Cocoa House over there at Barry's for residents of Glacier View. Come bring your skis, bring your little people who ski and your big people who ski, or your people who like to sit in the Cocoa House and make hot cocoa for people, or sit and chat and play cribbage. So the Cocoa House will be open. We're going to warm it up early, but the games start at 4 p.m. We're going to have a bonfire also. At 6 o'clock, we'll have a bonfire and a potluck. So if you're interested in eating, then ski, and we'll have the games at starting at 4. And we'll also have the trail groomed out to the lake up along Barry's land and across Arnie's land and right onto the lake from Arnie's land. So remember to follow the tagged trail. When we're on the trail, we want to stay on Barry and Arnie's land so that we're not infringing on other land rights and we have access to the lake through Arnie's land. So that's great. Or we'll have the fun and games closer to Cocoa House. 6 o'clock potluck at 7 o'clock. So bring your dish, salad, fruit, meat, hot dogs. We're going to have a bonfire if you want to roast hot dogs. How about marinating some nice thin strips of moose and on a long stick with roasting on the bonfire? At 7:30, I am going to bring my leftover fireworks. I have a few fireworks. So we're going to have fireworks at 7:30 at the Cocoa House. And by 8 o'clock, everything will be done. And everybody is invited to stay and help clean up. If everybody spends about 4 minutes cleaning up, we'll have it done in a jiffy. All right, the Cocoa House is heated, or will be by then, and it's a good place to come in and warm up. Bring your skis, wax them up. Bring your snowshoes. If you don't have skis, bring snowshoes, or bring a deck of cards and a cribbage board. We will be providing plasticware, bowls, cups, napkins, and marshmallows. Bring your own stick. There will be hot water there for making hot cocoa, hot tea, and instant coffee. All right, that's happening this Saturday for Glacier View residents, 4 o'clock at Barry's house, the Cocoa House at Barry's. If you have friends from out of town, they are very welcome to come too. Bring your friends from out of town. Also, on the 29th, the Glacier View Community Council, we're going to look at starting something of a Glacier View Community Council Service Award. We have people around here who just are unsung heroes for the community and never get much of a to-do about their work and their projects and that. So we're going to talk about the possibility of starting a Glacier View Community Council Service Award. That can be for things done in the past, things done in the present. All right. That's it for the Glacier Review. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from KVRF Big Cabbage Radio. We are a member-supported community radio station with members like you. Join Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Be a part of your own local radio station. Do you have an idea for your own program? Let's talk. Stop by the radio station or call Mike Malevsky. Let's talk about your idea for a community radio program. Stream us live over the internet on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Visit RadioFreePalmer.org for details to become a member today. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Radio Free Palmer from Lion's Head in Glacier View all the way through Chickaloon, Sutton, Palmer, The Butte, Wasilla, Lazy Mountain, and Los Angeles. Okay, if you're streaming over the internet, Los Angeles. We are broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and about from miles 70 or so, all the way up to Glacier View on 91.5 on your FM dial, where we are all making radio cool again. My name is still Joseph Davis.
lungs as I taste. Lights gone, days end, struggling to pay rent. Long nights, strange men. And they say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, 'cause we're just under the upper hand. I'm going mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe she flies to the motherland, or sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Ripped gloves, raincoat, tried to swim, stay float. Dry house, wet clothes. Loose change, banknotes, weary eye, dry throat. Cool girl, no phone. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, 'cause we're just under the upper hand. I'm going mad for a couple grams, but she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe she flies to the motherland, and sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. The angel will die covered in white, closed eyed and hoping for a better life. This time we'll fade out tonight, straight down the line. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. They scream the worst things in life come free to us, and we're all under the upper hand. I'm going mad for a couple grams, and we don't wanna go outside tonight. In the pipe fly to the motherland, or sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Angels to fly.
And that was Ed Sheeran with The A-Team. Ed Sheeran, The A-Team. Interesting song. I like the rhythm. I like the guitar. I like the music. We're getting to that time of year again where we're going to have fewer and fewer opportunities to see the Northern Lights above the Northern Lights with the Mannheim Steamroller. That's the next song. Above the Northern Lights with Mannheim Steamroller.
Up above the northern lights on Christmas night, shimmering above the clouds, dreams take flight.
Together some lovely sounds. So, Jose Gonzalez with Abram.
Abram made a wake up of the day. Sleepwalking with a delirious head. We were programmed a long, long, long time ago. Your stories are all known, and your acclimation is slow. Thank you. much of what you say makes any sense. Cook up some myths and ask for obedience. Even though you mean well, well, most of the time you've evaded delusion and created vice in our minds.
Some good music this program. I hope you enjoy it. How about some a little bit livelier? The Everly Brothers, All I Have to Do is Dream.
Dream. Dream, dream, dream. Dream. Dream, dream, dream. When I in my arms, when I want you, and all your charms, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream. When I feel blue in the night, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine, anytime, night or day. Why, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine, anytime, night or day.
Well, you know, there's symphony orchestras, and then there's symphony orchestras. John Williams and the London Philharmonic has that Cantina song. You'll recognize it right off where it's from. And by the way, this song is like, I don't know, what, 30, 35 years old? I'll look that up while it's playing. Hang on. Listen to the Cantina song.
Thank you.
All right, as you figured it out, that's from Star Wars. It first debuted in 1977. It was an American epic space opera media franchise. I don't know where the word opera comes in this on Wikipedia, but they're calling it an opera media franchise centered on the film series created by George Lucas, of course, with various characters a long time ago and in a galaxy far, far away, 1977. Goodness gracious, 41 years ago. Raise your hand if you weren't even born then. Don't raise your hand. I'm joking. Okay, it's radio. I can't see you anyway. That's it for today's program on Big Cabbage Radio, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Thank you for listening. Does something on today's program interest you? Care to add to the discussion? Visit the Glacier Review on Facebook. And also, if you have questions about ESP, electrostatic particulate, the filters for the chimneys, post it on my Facebook page, The Glacier Review. Until the next program, have a great week. My name is Joseph Davis.